And some more ticket texts that come in. The All-Star game has gone the same route as other sports. No real rivalry in the game any longer. We need someone clunked to get this game going. Well, it's certainly not as competitive as it used to be.
No.
But you got to go back a long time where it was competitive.
It was competitive. They tried to put a little competition in. I actually understood it. I didn't have that big of a problem with when they, you know, the winner gets home field advantage for the World Series. It kind of screwed the Tigers because Verlander, if you remember in that World Series, in the All-Star game, he decided that he started the game and was like trying to throw 120 miles an hour and got shelled. And we had to start the series in San Francisco. And who knows if that would have made a difference.
Yeah, well, he was trying to throw. I think he was trying to hit triple digits and did not.
Yeah.
As I recall that game. Mm-hmm. Look, the All-Star game is still the best of all the All-Star games. In the four major sports, I mean, the NBA All-Star game is—it's not competitive. It's not worth watching. The Pro Bowl is a joke now.
Yeah, they don't even
like football,
right? And hockey
has gotten. I guess hockey's improved over the years with what they're trying to do with
the 3-on-3 and
3-on-3.
Yeah, but they.
But it's not hockey.
Well, they figured it out. They said enough of this. We're going to do a four nations thing.
Yeah, but they're not doing that every year.
No,
so,
well, they'll do something in the Olympics.
If you wanted to make it more competitive, you could do like a North America versus the world thing in the All-Star game for hockey, and then you'll see. Because, again, people really like to play for their countries.
They could do that in baseball, too.
They can. Well, that's when they have the World Baseball Classic. I love the World Baseball Classic. It's awesome. The problem is when they play it, because there's no great time to play it.
Correct.
You're playing it during spring training. You know, people are just getting loosened up, and, you know, you certainly don't want to get anybody hurt and all that. But the Major League Baseball All-Star game, it's like I said, I think it's probably the best of the four major sports, and it could always be better. And we always look for opportunities to make it better. I've got one way to make it better, just real simple. And it's a visual thing. That is, let the players play in their uniforms.
So they people
know
to? Who
they I know they did. That's what I'm saying. Go back to that. Let them play in their actual home or road uniforms so that you know exactly who it is.
Do you remember one year Lou forgot his jersey? When, I think it was in Minnesota.
Lou Whitaker, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to buy one from a vendor or something like that.
Yeah.
And paste a number on it or something crazy.
This year they are going back to their original uniforms.
Are they? So yes.
Their own team uniforms in this year's All-Star game.
Oh, good.
There we go.
They
heard
one.
You
step
right now.
One.
Yes.
Let me just say this. You're welcome.
Yeah, you get things done, Gator.
That's what I do. Yeah. And they're also going to have the automated strikes and ball system. Balls and strikes system.
Wow. ABS. I want to see that.
Yes. I think that's cool because I think that's coming to Major League Baseball as soon as next year.
So does the umpire stand behind them anyway?
Yeah, he still calls balls and strikes. It's just that they have. Oh, you don't know how this works. So no. It's the same thing. It's baseball. It's just that if a hitter thinks that a pitch was a ball and they called it a strike, he can tap his helmet, and they'll do a quick review, and it takes like 10 seconds because it's just the animation, and they'll let you know. Yes, it was a strike. No, it was a ball. And same thing goes for the pitcher. If the pitcher's like, that's a strike, and you know he'll tap his hat or the catcher will do it, and they'll review it. And it's done instantaneously. So it's great. Now, there's some bugs that they have to work out because of what the strike zone actually is. I think the way they have it set up right now, they don't necessarily have – it's like just a uniform strike zone, no matter if you're Jose Altuve or Aaron Judge, which – they're going to have to change things up based on each individual batter, and we'll see if they've improved on that. But nonetheless, it's coming tonight, and it'll be worth watching. Casey is in Birmingham. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Casey.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So come from a big football family and played in college, and so did my older brother, so neither of us got to watch our younger brother play in high school. And we finally got together for one of his college games up at Ferris. And he's playing safety. They're on defense. I think they're up by just less than a touchdown towards the end of the game. So the other team has a chance to win it. And he walks it off with a pick six.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, the whole family's there going crazy. He still gives me flack because I was jumping up and down. And I jumped in front of the camera. My mom was taping.
So you don't get to see the whole thing.
He doesn't get to see himself run in, but it was just one of those moments where it's like, with all of us here, you know, mom, dad, older brothers, little, you know, we have younger brothers and sisters, even younger than him. So it was just like everybody was there. I think my grandma was there too. It was just one of those moments, just really cool.
That's a great moment to share. Thanks, Casey. Yeah. Appreciate it. George, you're next up here, 97 The Ticket. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
Good. Another softball story. I played on coaching teams for about 35, 40 years. And one game, I had my nephew at shortstop. I was pitching. My brother, who actually taught me the game, was playing left center. And we were short one girl, so I talked my daughter into playing catcher. She won the game on a bases-loaded swing bunt, basically. and the other, another quick story, when she was much younger, my wife and I have two daughters, but my oldest daughter was at the game. I was pitching the batter hit the ball. It was going toward the stands, and just before it landed, which would have hit my daughter, she fell back into my wife's arms instead of hitting her in the head. But she remembers that moment as, hey, Dad, you remember that game where you almost hit me in the head with the ball?
That's not the way you want to remember, right. But yes, thanks, right. George. I appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Some more feedback coming in regarding the announcers. Imagine getting Bruce Buffer doing the introductions. That would be electric. That's Devin in Detroit.
Well, you couldn't use Michael because they'd get
stop,
sued.
Stop. Yeah. Don't say anything.
I know.
I like Bruce Buffer. I like Bruce Buffer better. He's the guy. Bruce Buffer is the one who does the UFC events.
Okay.
Kang and I both love, or at least used to love, his introductions. He was all in on it. If you got the wide angle view when he's doing the introductions, he is so animated while he's it's fantastic.
I remember like when boxing was really cool. You had Michael Buffer did it for like HBO,
right?
And was it Jimmy Lennon was the guy who did it on Showtime events?
Yes, I think you're right. And Jimmy Lennon had the. Yeah, it
almost looked like he painted his hair yellow.
Yeah, it was a distinctive voice, but he didn't try going over. Oh, he was not over the top at all. It was just a guy who was always there. Lee is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Lee.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, so, some years back, maybe 10 years ago, I come from a big family, so I have 15 in our family.
Wow.
I got nine brothers, eight brothers and myself. So we ended up forming a softball team. So there was eight of us. My older brother had passed away, but his son was old enough to play. So there was eight of us and him, all last name, same. And then another nephew also playing and two brother-in-laws.
What was the age range? But
the age range at the time was, well, at that time, it would have been from 45 down to 18.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Incredible.
You have a whole team with a family.
Yeah, my oldest brother was old enough to be my father, so you would.
You know. Well, yeah, I mean, you said 15 in the family. You know, you're not having kids every year there. You space them out. So.
I don't know about that.
Your mom needed a little break every once in a while, right. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think you got a big say in it, but yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Lee. Appreciate it. That's awesome. I have a whole baseball team of the same family.
Mm-hmm.
18 to 45 is a pretty good range.
You know,
45, you're starting to, you know what, I'm getting too old for this, but I'm going to hang on so I can see my nephew play or whatever. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Ways to improve the All-Star game. Did you enjoy the Derby last night? Von Miller. Do you want the Lions to go after Von Miller? Lots on the table. We've got more as well. I got a question regarding Ndamukong Suh, of all people, that we can bring up as well here on 97.1 The Ticket.